Windows or doors sticking? Cracks in your drywall or brickwork? These can be signs of a structural foundation problem. PermaSeal can help with that. Free inspections, transferable warranties, financing, and peace of mind. PermaSeal, 800-421-7325 or permaseal.net.
The Chicago Blackhawks look to get back into the win column this evening as they open November here in Edmonton. And after back-to-back cup final appearances, the Oilers have just been so-so this season. So tonight's battle of the two Connors should grab the attention of hockey fans from both countries, those that aren't watching the World Series. Hi again, everyone. John Whiteman along with Charlie Romeliotis. We're here at Rogers Place in downtown Edmonton, Alberta. Draisaitl firing from the bottom of the right circle block. Draisaitl again. Oh. Shoots! It goes in the net, but the green light came on. The green light came on, and that means... That should mean that the red light can't come on. The officials are going to confer. As puck went in the net just as the clock hit zeros and the green light came on behind the Hawks net.
Man, this is going to be really close. Draisaitl had the puck on his stick with 1.5 seconds left. And he shot it from the right side of the faceoff circle and found its way underneath Spencer Knight. Let's hear the call.
After video review has determined that time expired before the puck crossed the line, we have no goal.
Line, Draisaitl hands it off to McDavid coming by, and he is freight trained with a body check by Nazar and goes down. Meantime, there's a shot by Draisaitl from the right circle. He scores. It's a power play goal. And the Oilers take a 1-0 lead. And McDavid, he was late to get to the gathering of hockey players along the far boards. I mean, Frank Nazar really caught him. I don't know if McDavid had his head down, but I think that's the hardest that Connor McDavid has been hit in his career. Here's Bedard to the right half boards now. Bedard to the bottom of the right circle. Jams it in front. They score! It's Tyler Bertuzzi winning a battle for the puck. And he strokes it in behind Skinner. A power play goal ties the score at one. Outstanding work by Tyler Bertuzzi and Connor Bedard. Bouchard grabs the puck at the right point. Moves into the high slot. Giving to McDavid left circle. He put it on goal. They score. It's going to be Jack Roslovic's goal. He redirects it at David. Pass in behind Spencer Knight. And the Oilers lead 2-1. Ryan Green in a battle with Kulak. Wins the battle for the puck. For the right circle. And Levshinov pumps it on goal. They score! In front of the net, Andrei Burakovsky on the rebound. Worked it past Skinner. And the Hawks have now tied the game at 2. The Hawks will get 1 point out of this game at least. And now they'll head to overtime to try and decide who gets the extra point. The Oilers have pretty much controlled the puck in all of overtime. Now Bouchard in front shoots. He scores. Off the give from Draisaitl. Evan Bouchard was wide open in the left wing circle. Draisaitl pulled up in the right wing circle and stopped. He looked at the net and then fed it over to Bouchard, who on his second attempt beat Spencer Knight, and the Oilers won in overtime 3-2.
What an unbelievable initial save by Spencer Knight. Connor McDavid kept this play alive. I mean, he goes down to his knees, then pops back up, gives it to Leon Draisaitl, and Draisaitl finds Evan Bouchard, who cleans up his own rebound. Artem Levshinov was just out of gas at the end of that shift. And that is a confidence-building goal, has to be for Evan Bouchard in Edmonton. But the Hawks pick up a point, but they unfortunately aren't able to get a second one.
Well, they do get a point. As you said, it's the first point of the six-game road trip. Unfortunately, their record on the road trip is 0-1-1. These two teams will get back together again a little later in the season.